The director of swine health with the National Pork Producers Council says testing of swine farms later this month near the Iowa farm identified as infected with pseudo-rabies in April could clear the way for the restoration of the United States pseudo-rabies-free status. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks repair or QuickBooks conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
In April, the USDA confirmed pseudorabies in a small commercial swine herd in Iowa and an outdoor backyard herd in Texas, the Iowa outbreak being the first known case in commercial swine since the disease was declared eradicated from commercial production in 2004. Dr. Anna Forseth, the director of animal health with the National Pork Producers Council, on hand last week for World Pork Expo, says pseudorabies and various other diseases remain in feral swine in the U.S., and while pseudorabies has occasionally appeared in backyard herds, the identification of the infection in a commercial setting affects the movement of some products to certain destinations.
A lot of credit to the Iowa State Veterinarian's Office on their actions to date. They worked really, really quickly to try to get their arms around the situation, to understand the scope of the situation. And so as of now, the region, 5 mile radius around the index prem here in Iowa, the herds have been identified and they were all tested, I believe, within 8 days of the confirmation. And all of those samples tested negative. And so they shrink that zone down to a 2 mile radius and they wait 30 days after the index site was cleaned and disinfected. And so the sites located within a 2 mile radius are eligible for a second round of testing starting on June 12th. And so after those herds are tested for a second time, providing there are no additional positive samples, then the USDA can report to the World Organization for Animal Health again that we are free of pseudorabies in our commercial production.
Dr. Forseth says right now officials are waiting for June 12th. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.